The Japanese Envoy by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle and Nora Godwin. Narrated by Peter Silverleaf. When we returned from our 4-day trip to Scotland in early September 1883, I really could have used a little breather. The moodiness that Holmes had noticed before we started our trip to Scotland turned out to be a permanent struggle between anxiety and high spirits, which often manifested in me being very tired and irritated, which I tried to mask with cheerfulness. Ever since the life-threatening incidents at Highgate Cemetery a few months ago, I have not been able to find much sleep because I have not possessed them yet. This was also confirmed by the fact that I had not been able to put anything about this case onto paper. I planned on forcing myself to write them down in the coming days, because it would certainly ease my ability to emotionally accept the experience, to soberly recapitulate the facts. But life, being a reliable random mess, I had already helped us to our next case. I was not even closely to getting done with unpacking our suitcases as our new case arrived at our doorstep.